Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio, talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number, I think I can get it this time. 888. Maybe I'm wrong. 888-740. No, numbers are hard for me. Numbers, I failed algebra 4 years in a row. I never told you this story? Well, John Sally on that show was obviously an obnoxious control freak. Okay, if he'd have listened to me, if he'd have just counted on his fingers like me,
you weren't doing that.
We could have figured it out.
This was Stephen's famous advice. He was, okay, let's go through the whole thing and add up all the ones with plus signs in front of them.
Yeah.
And minus all the ones with minus signs in front of them.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Not in sequential order. And then there were a couple of multiplication and division signs that fell in the.
Well, that's when there was no hope.
For that. Was that did Tori compete on the women's team?
Yeah.
It was you and Sally against Tori Wilson, whoever her teammate was.
Tori Wilson, you know who she's dating now?
Yeah, I just heard about it from somewhere.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, what's with
if
that?
They're still together, well. You know, these kids today.
I thought she deserved a lot better than him.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, A-Rod's a jerk. He left his wife.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's not like Jeter. Jeter's got a lot of class to him.
Jeter's got a lot of class to the ridiculous number of women he dates? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he doesn't seem to be someone that's into breaking up marriages.
No, okay.
He's gone through a couple.
So anyway, I failed algebra 4 years in a row. This is a legendary Baldwin family story. My dad was a school teacher in the same district.
I can't say that to be possibly true.
What you can do in the New York State school system is if you fail any class, they have the Regents exam at the end of the year. So if you fail, if you get a 1, if you fail everything the whole school year, but you get a 65 passing grade at the end of the year on the New York State Regents, you pass for the year. It's kind of strange. But in my senior year of high school, threatening not to graduate because I failed algebra for the 4th year in a row, guess what my score was that year on the Regents exam?
I have no idea.
65, baby!
Is that passing in New York State?
That is passing. That is squeaking by
the
skin of your tuchus.
You actually have a lot of skin on the tuchus. That's not really a very good
thing. Well,
skin of teeth.
Okay.
There's not really any skin on the teeth.
I got you.
I know rhetorical techniques are a mystery to Stephen. Kind of like math.
Well, I'm smarter in other ways, Kevin. I have other talents.
I don't doubt that. I've never doubted
that. Can you juggle?
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Only 3 items. I can't go more than 3.
You can traditionally juggle 3 items?
Yeah.
Bowling balls?
No.
Okay. Me neither. No,
okay.
No. But I just figured like you'll go, sure, and whip out 3 bowling balls and drop one on your toe or something.
I have a cousin who's a pilot for Alaska Airlines.
Uh-huh.
And
you have a lot of pilots in your family.
I do. And,
love that.
So far it hasn't paid off on free airfare yet.
Yep.
Someday maybe. But no, he when he was going to flight school, they had a lot of downtime when, bad weather would come in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he bought three traditional juggling balls off the internet, kept them in his little briefcase. Anytime he was delayed somewhere, he'd sit there and work on his technique. And he can do, like, I think it's like six or eight or something. I mean, he's an unseemly amount of stuff going in the air.
Well, we hate those people. And he flies a plane.
I'm impressed with him, actually. But,
when he's bored, he juggles six or eight items, and then for a really good time, he flies, you know, a 747.
That's right. That's exactly what he does. So, and he just made captain, so congratulations to Cousin Jerry. Welcome to Saturday night. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Calvin McCullough. And it is Baldwin McCullough Live. Odd that we would call the show that. But nonetheless, if you haven't done it yet, though, friend, you've got to go tonight to the brand new BaldwinMcCullough.com website. Because it's killer.
You know what?
It looks awesome.
Yeah, I have to go there, too.
Okay, you go there, too.
Because
you need an internet connection.
I have something to do with it, so I should at least take a look. Should I get off the Wi-Fi, dude, and plug this in?
Get off the Wi-Fi.
All right. That's a story, but this is, Jackie, this is the story of my life. No, but this is like I show up here, and it's just, I was on time.
No, 2 minutes before we go on the air is not on time.
But do you know why?
30 minutes before we go on the air would be on
time. I was ready to walk out the door at 8 o'clock to be here 20 minutes early, and Kenya said, I cooked you dinner, you're not leaving till you eat the meal that I've prepared for you.
And it was probably.
And I said, no, honey, I can't be late because Kevin gets upset when I'm late. And she said,
you, a man of God, sit here on the radio lying your face off.
Do you want to call her right now? She said, tell Kevin, blame it on me, you're eating the sausage and peppers.
He doesn't respect me any more than you do. This is very And you offered to babysit my kid. Now, how should I interpret that?
I just need one babysitting session to unleash the genius. The genius. I'm David James. Well, he's already got like a little Kukla, Fran, and Ollie kind of thing going on. He kind of looks at you a little sideways. You know, he looks at you like.
Well, we had a big day in the McCullough house today.
Yeah.
The Holy Bride spent her first night. Away from baby James.
Wow.
His entire life.
Wow.
Last night.
Awesome.
Dad and baby James were all on their own. I didn't burn the house down.
I know, you told me this.
I made some DiGiorno.
Right.
And we had pizza and we watched NC2A March Madness. Now, he's got this cool thing. What I did was I moved his high chair into the living room so he could see the. Because he likes basketball. He likes the movement.
There's
color.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so he's just fascinated with it. And in recent weeks, he's been running around the living room with one of his play balls.
Mm-hmm.
He'll like reach up as far as he can against the wall, and then he'll drop it. And I kid you not, I think he's shooting a free throw.
No, I think he's trying to slam.
Well, whatever. It's something with.
He's trying to do a little slam dunk.
Looks like basketball. And I did coach the sport for a little while, so he would come by naturally. But he was today. We're eating lunch before mommy gets home. I'm like handing him food, and he just opens his mouth and moves his head in the general direction of the fork, hoping to land on it, because he couldn't take his eye off the game.
Really?
So Gonzaga and Ohio State are going. He's like,
wow. That's cool, though.
He never stops.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2". Lovely Bride's 5'7".
And is there anyone in your history, grandparents, this, that are taller?
My grandfather was 6'1". I don't know much beyond him. But I have a feeling this kid's going to be long.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
First cousin, who is my mom's sister's oldest child, and he is 6'6". So
there you go.
We'll probably have some height.
Wouldn't that be something?
Because Lovely Bride's not short either. Anyway. So there it is. There's the whole weekend review for Baldwin and McCullough, as interesting as that may be.
Okay, so our number again, 8-340-3373.
And if you go to BaldwinMcCullough.com, Alex put it on the homepage just so that if you're lost, you can always look it up.
Okay.
It's right there on the homepage.
Well, then there you go. Now I know that.
So to come to the homepage, you can also call 888-340-3373. Have an interesting topic we want to kick off when we come right back from this first break. And that is it just me?
Or am I missing something these days? Is it just me, or is the dignity with which we conduct our debate just kind of flying out the window? You know, I was at CPAC this year. I talked about how we have the debate, how we talk about things, and how we present ourselves, and that was pretty well received.
You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough. And evidently, we had some technical problems in the first segment that nobody told me about until we were in the commercial break.
Let's go through a whole 16 minutes before we say anything. Zachy, Ivan, you're the producers. This would be your job. Stand on your head in the hallway until you get my attention next time, please. Thank you. Anyway,
22 minutes after the hour. So just before we were going to break, I was explaining. Last night, and by the way, the president had five fundraisers on Friday of this week, I think it was. Five fundraisers on our that's the five campaign stops on our dime.
Yeah,
he's doing the work of the presidency.
Sure.
While campaigning.
Yeah.
Anyway, he rounded things out on Friday night by having a little event where CeeLo Green, and I told you he's the little short guy on The Voice on NBC, and he sings real high. That's the way he sings. He's just a real, real high singer.
Sure.
But anyway, he had the song, and a lot of people didn't know this, but when he wrote the original version of it, it was F-U, the F word, the queen mother of all swear words, as it was once called in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't get that played on American radio, so they changed the word to forget you, because that's more acceptable. And it somewhat communicates the same idea.
Right.
Somewhat, not nearly as profanely. So according to a couple of sources that were at the event last night, CeeLo Green comes out, and, you know, when he did the song, and I think it won a Grammy, at least it was done on the Grammy show a couple of years ago, last year, and he did it as a duet with Gwyneth Paltrow, and they did it on Glee, and the song's been all over the place. It was a huge song with the word forget you in the place of where the other word goes.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, at a presidential fundraiser with President Obama in attendance, the mighty high-singing midget of Southtown, CeeLo Green, comes out and says, and he starts to sing the song, and at the first place where the word would be used, he didn't sing anything. It just went blank. And so people thought, oh, maybe there's something wrong with his microphone. No. Instead of singing something, he looked right at the camera that was broadcasting the event, and he shoots him the middle finger. That was the first time. Then there's a musical bridge, and before it got around to where the word would be used the second time, he says, and I want to make sure I get his exact quote, because this is how it was quoted today. He said the following. Can I curse? It's very important that I get that exactly right.
Right.
So he yells into his microphone while he's doing the song. Can I curse? Just as loud as he could.
Yeah.
And then he says the word that he's not supposed to say.
In the song.
In the song, President Obama in attendance. This is a fundraiser for his campaign.
Sure.
All right, and then later in the song he converts back to singing the radio edit version.
Does he ever say the F word?
Yes, he just said. I just told you he
did.
Right,
okay.
So the first time he shoots the bird, then he goes, can I curse? The next couple of times, he says the bad word.
Right. With President Obama in attendance.
And then later goes into the clean version of the song.
Right.
And sings the rest of it the clean way.
Right.
Now, I'm reading this story today. And I'm asking myself the question, and I'm being actually just flat out honest. But am I from another planet? Don't answer too quickly. but there was a time.
That's my job. But go ahead.
There was a time when if something like that was going to be done, a presidential campaign would have stayed as far away as possible from some sort of display like that.
Right.
There was a thing called dignity in which people said, well, as the moral representative of the people of the United States, and the presidency is a it's a moral standpoint. We give it authority. We entrust it to do good things. So we've said, okay, the presidency is a moral place. There would be, and I even think it's a little bit different if you've not achieved the presidency yet. You're just running for it the first time, okay? And so you're a rookie on the campaign trail, and your campaign advisor books a musician that does that pulls a stunt like this, blah, 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 blah. But, and I'm not even mad at Obama about this. I'm not even mad at CeeLo about it. I'm befuddled at what has happened with our culture. Because I'm pretty sure there were families in attendance, and I'm pretty sure there were kids there, and I'm pretty sure that there were people, I don't know, under the age of 13, and it was being televised somewhere because he goes blum, 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 blum to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of my mind, I'm going, is all what we used to call dignity, has it just died? Are we a culture that just doesn't even know what dignity is anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a partisan thing. And if a Republican had done the same thing, I would be having this same conversation.
Right.
Because for me, it's not an issue of Democrat versus Republican on this. But what I want to know from those of you that are listening tonight, 888-340-3373. Has dignity died in our public discourse, in the way we conduct our business? Should the president have gotten up and walked out? Stephen and I talked about it earlier. I'll let him give his opinion here in a second. Should CeeLo have been wrestled and taken off the stage for pulling that stuff? Should there have been an apology by the campaign to the families in attendance? I mean, last week we were kind of crying and moaning about the lack of dignity with David Axelrod planning to go on the Bill Maher show. And you know what? A lot of people spread that message. And David Axelrod canceled that appearance this week.
Right.
Now, that's been replaced with CeeLo going, F you, to the whole wide world at an Obama fundraiser.
Now, was there no media coverage of this whatsoever?
Not, well, of course there was. That's how it got out.
Right.
So that's what I want to know. 888-340-3373. Are we such a crass world? And is it never going back? Is it never going back the other direction? That's what I want to know. 888-340-3373. And does that make me the weirdo for wondering if it's a bad thing that our culture is at this place?
For my own stupid guy edification.
Yeah.
Was there any liberal media that covered this and said,
actually,
that was wrong?
Well, I don't know if they said it was wrong, but the story that I originally got it from, Mediaite.com, they tend to be more left of center than right of center.
Right.
So at least they were saying what it was. They didn't really take a moral position. They didn't say, oh, well, this was terrible and it should never happen. They just reported what happened.
Right.
So 888-340-3373. Has dignity up and completely died? I want to know. 888-340-3373. Now, Stephen, you go to a lot of celebrity things.
Yeah.
Next hour, we're going to talk about Hunger Games. You were at that last week. You and your daughters at a fundraiser for a Republican candidate that something like this happens at, what do you do? What does Stephen Baldwin do if you're attending that night in 15 seconds? What do you do? What's your plan?
After overcoming the shock of it, probably would have left.
And you would have actually been shocked?
I would have been shocked. Yeah.
All right.
No question.
All right. Would anybody else have been shocked? I want to know. 888-34...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 888-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number 888-340-3373. Talking about CeeLo Green singing on an Obama fundraiser. Just looking around on the internet here. It turns out Tyler Perry, they did it at his movie studio in Hollywood. He hosted the event. Tyler Perry.
Huh.
Well-known, successful Hollywood filmmaker, has branded himself in a very positive way, but, you know, also considered to be one of the outspoken Christian filmmakers in the Hollywood community.
Huh.
Tyler Perry actually spoke at Whitney Houston's funeral.
Yes, I remember that.
And when he spoke, went into a hole. I mean, it was almost like he was preaching a sermon.
Right, I remember you saying that, because I only saw the Costner eulogy. I didn't see what came before, and evidently Tyler Perry had gone just before him on that particular occasion.
So here we go. We got a Christian president, Barack Obama, Christian host, Tyler Perry, and they're doing this event, and here comes CeeLo Green.
Well, and let's take a listen to exactly how it went down. This was evidently what it sounded like. Take a listen to this. That's where he flipped the can of curse, flipped the bird. and then ain't that some excrement? That's what he said there. So here's my question, and it's in, friends, this is not a beat up on Obama or even CeeLo necessarily. This is a question about our culture. This is a question about what we accept. This is a question about what we allow ourselves to be exposed to. And I want to know, am I from another planet?
Well, I'm curious about this. I want to know if Malia and Sasha now are bopping down the halls of the White House singing that song with the same lyrics.
They probably were bopping to the radio version before because it was a popular song.
It's one thing for them to be bopping to the radio version, but I want to know if they were there, you know, and now this is okay. Are Sasha and Malia bopping down the halls of the White House now singing the, you know, F you,
It's an interesting.
I guess it's okay.
Let's talk about it. 888-340-3373. Calling from
okay.
From Tampa, Florida. Rick's the first to weigh in tonight. Hello, Rick. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Thanks, guys. It seems like I catch you guys every Saturday on my way home, and I get to call in every once in a while. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
How are you doing? Thanks for listening.
Everything you're saying, I'm laughing out loud here, but right away it brought to my mind the old Steve Miller Band lyrics from back in the day, going through the funky kicks, going down in the city. It's how they would change the song on the radio. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Using the word, right? So it goes back to that. Of course, you're not crazy thinking that. It's totally, society totally gone down the drain with allowing words and accepting them. But if you go back to Ephesians chapter 4, where 29-32, where Paul makes the case as believers not to let any wholesome talk come out of your mouth and all that, I think inevitably all of us, when we first get saved, one of the first things, at least, you find offensive when you hear God's name used in vain, you hear swear words, it just seems like the Holy Spirit quickens your mind.
Right, but Rick, hold on. But you're talking to thousands of people that don't have any religious persuasion at all. And my question is a larger one. I understand and have an appreciation for everything you're saying. Because as a person of faith, you know, my kids are going to be raised in a certain environment. But when you go to a public event...
No, what I'm saying is that
right. In
our church up north, we had our teenagers a couple of years back started to have this movement of where they felt they had the freedom, as Paul talked about, to use words. And that's what I'm getting at. They would use words like S-word and F-words because they were just words. Okay? And they were acceptable to them, and they would have fun with it, and it would make us cringe because they were like, oh, no, we're allowed. We have the freedom in Christ. We could say those words. They're just words. God knows our heart. So, I mean, it stemmed even from that type of growing up that they were starting to use those words. The society as a whole is totally, the secular world has totally accepted every word like that, and it's almost so much used now that it has lost its degradingness, saltiness, which it should have, and it's just lost it. Now it's accepted actually in the president's presence, which is amazing.
Well, and that's in
that it would even
Rick, great
that's
observations. Right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Here's what I want to know, based on what Rick just said, and I really want to know this, Stephen, from an atheist or from someone who's an anti-God person tonight. Is it possible to have a secularly, morally clean society? Because what Rick's saying is, even the religious people have slid down the path to hell. Like, we're not going to get a clean universe back. I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373.
Of the cold, the flu, even the bronchitis. Have you made too many...
You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us on a Saturday night. I'm Kevin McCullough, Fox News, Talk Radio, et cetera, et cetera. He's Stephen Baldwin, Hollywood, TV, all those places, et cetera, et cetera.
All kinds of kooky stuff.
And we want to say a big thank you tonight to Carol McIntyre. Carol is a children's book author, and she has just released her new, what we hope is very soon to be a best-selling kids title. And if there was ever a need for such a book as this, and those of you in the chat room, you'll get a first peek at it, it's called Prayer Is. And it literally is a book, bedtime. I've already used it with Baby James a little bit, where you can read it at bedtime, and it teaches kids all about the value of everything about prayer, where you can pray, who you can pray for, why you pray. All the things that are in need of prayer, different postures you can have while you pray, and it's a really cool tool to teach your kids about prayer. And Carol is a brand new sponsor to Baldwin McCullough Live. And if you're interested in this book, and you're going to be hearing commercials for it and so forth, and she's going to be on this show probably in a couple of weeks, the book is called Prayer Is. If you go to baldwinmccullough.com tonight and you click on the Prayer Is button that's on that page, half the price of what it costs at Amazon to get the book. You can get it at BaldwinMcCullough.com. So go to BaldwinMcCullough.com and click on the Prayer Is book, Carol McIntyre. And if it's easier for you to dial an 800 number, let me just give you that. It's 888-234-0519. 888-234-0519. One more time. Grab your pencil. 888-234-0519. If you'd like to get this lovely, beautiful book that teaches your children how to pray. Now, I wonder if kids were praying last night when they got home from the CeeLo Green concert. Stephen, nothing sets up the contrast for why we're talking about this any better than that segue. Here we've got a children's author very concerned about what's going into the minds of our children, and they're teaching them how to pray. And then on the other hand, we got Tyler Perry and President Obama hosting a fundraiser, which CeeLo comes out and says, "Can I curse?" That's not even part of the lyrics to the song, but he asked the crowd, "Can I curse?"
And then does.
And nobody stopped him. And if you missed it earlier, this is a little what it sounded like.
A clip anyway. Take a listen.
Flips the bird. Can I curse? And this was last night at a fundraiser for the president. And Stephen, you said, well, let's take a call. And then I want to get what you were just talking about in the break, because I hadn't thought about the first daughters, but they are young kids. So how do you respond there? We'll talk about that in a second. Let's go to line 7, because Mike is in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Mike, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hey, happy St. Patty's Day to you, gentlemen.
And the luck of the Irish be with you, me lad.
Hey, I'm going to see if it was okay to cuss like an Irish potato farmer.
No.
Okay. No, I know the subject. Listen, I want to make a comment that... I guess the subject is, have we lost dignity as a nation when something like this is acceptable to happen at a presidential function? You know, I think it's a lot more foul than a curse word is the hypocrisy that we have coming out of the highest office in our nation, where our leader has the guts to stand before us all and lecture us, as he often does, and say we need a more civil discourse. And yet when it comes to, you know, lining your reelection coffers with money, all of a sudden, activity like, you know, you guys are documenting tonight with CeeLo Green, with him cursing at a White House function, a presidential function, White House, or, you know, accepting $1 million from a donor that calls women C-U-N-T-S.
Right.
Yeah. And it's all justified because, he's a comedian. I mean, did you guys catch Charles Schumer the other day? He was another one of my favorite guys.
What did he say? I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, when they confronted him about, you know, the Democratic Party and their leader, President Obama, accepting donations from somebody like
Bill Maher,
that donates $1 million, and he said, well, he wrote it off because Bill Maher is a comedian. And, well, one thing I haven't heard is anybody confront them and say, look, you know, you want to jump on Rush Limbaugh's back? Rush Limbaugh's an entertainer. How do you think he makes the money he does?
Well, and what happened, and Rick, to answer, tit for tat, what happened to the Bill Cosbys of the world that didn't say this kind of stuff? They were comedians. Bill Cosby has a doctorate in the English language.
And why hasn't Bill Cosby come forward in the media to renounce this reality?
Well, this just happened last night.
Did you see my point? Because to what the caller's saying, I'm sitting here saying, this is disgusting.
Well, tell us what you were saying. Thanks, Rick, for the call. Tell us what you were saying in the break about, because I hadn't thought about this, about the first daughters and the president.
Well, I was saying that, you know, to what Rick was just saying, too. There's such hypocrisy here. There's such hypocrisy. For Obama to pretend, and now you see photos all over the internet of pretty little family pictures of him and, you know, this new movie, the documentary that's come out now, and how, you know, I promised you hope and change in the first 4 years, but I had to save the world, and now in the next 4 years, you're going to get it. So the thing that your question about integrity, and it's just... the fact that no one comes forward immediately.
Like the minute CeeLo's off the stage.
They should have stopped the whole event And a representative for the president just said, just like to apologize to the moms and the children in the audience, blah, 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 blah. Because by not doing it, in my opinion, the president's condoning it.
He's saying, but you can't apologize to the moms because now you're saying that they're weaker than the men that are in attendance.
Whatever it is. But my point is,
right.
By not saying anything to address the fact that it's wrong, it's blatantly wrong for the office of the presidency to be accepting of this kind of behavior at a presidential event. It says it's okay, and if that's the case, and I'm not trying to be funny, I can't imagine Sasha and Malia walking around singing this song with the F word in it. I couldn't imagine that. In the name of God, I pray that that's not the case. But it makes me wonder. If I'm President Obama, and the next day one of the kids turns the corner, they're going F you. What does he say? Does he go hey? You're going to go to your room.
Let me be clear. But then they say, but Dad,
I was with you last night.
And you didn't say anything about it.
We were chilling.
That is interesting.
Hanging with Tyler Perry and CeeLo. It was okay then.
That is interesting. I hadn't thought about that. All right, more of your calls. 888-340-3373. Is dignity dead?
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the masses. Whether it's your career,
you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits. If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
And this is CeeLo Green from last night. Lifts the bird. And a curse.
Just a change in my body.
You and a he just can't stop himself.
Can I cuss?
He can't stop himself.
Well, can I cuss?
He said curse, but...
Can I cuss?
But every time he said one thing, it was like you had to say it like two more times to really get
it. Just make sure you knew what lyric he was singing there.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Some of you want to weigh in on this. Let's take your calls, and let's go next to Howard in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hello, Howard. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're here.
Well, I hope I don't sound like that, but with a southern accent. But anywho, thanks for taking my call.
Sometime. Absolutely. I like southern accents.
We try.
What's your problem?
We try.
I love the North Carolina.
You didn't do a good job. But anyway.
Doggone it. Too much Texan in me.
But anywho, like I say, I get your show periodically. Last weekend and again this weekend, I didn't even know who CeeLo Green was even on the planet until you brought his name up, and then you kind of clarified it with Tyler Perry doing the whole thing. And I will say this, I am an American with African heritage and a Republican. Tyler Perry and his Madea things, that's his forte, all the bugger stuff, and you can talk like a duck, you can walk like a duck, but... we eventually show up that you're not a duck.
Right.
And
right.
I don't think our president nor Tyler Perry have the slightest inclination who Jesus Christ is. That's just my opinion.
Well, Howard, given all that you just said, let's talk about this issue of dignity in our public discourse specifically, because I do, partisans, part of this aside, and certainly, you know, the people listening to this show know where Stephen and I are at, but I'm really fascinated by what you think may have caused this erosion that we are now facing to such a serious degree.
Well, it's part of the infiltration into society to, you know, just to dumbify everything that's not righteous and holy. And they'll take any force to get that in, to dull people's sensitivity about stuff. As a kid, I did some cursing, football player, wrestler. We said stuff that we shouldn't say, but when certain people were around, mom, dad, the neighbors, you didn't say that kind of stuff. But now it's just an open format for people to say or kids to say whatever they want to say because they think they have the right. And I just don't think it's right. And we, as believers, have to step up to the plate and say heck to the no for all this mess.
Howard, it's interesting that you said that. And I appreciate you letting us know that you're African-American, because last week I had a discussion about something similar to this. And I got into a discussion with somebody about the use of swear words. And my mom always said to me when I was growing up, you know, if you use swear words, it shows a lack of vocabulary. And I actually said that in a philosophical sense in this discussion that involved another African-American who had just dropped an F-bomb in the conversation. And he said, "That's about the most racist thing I've ever heard."